The Mishnah in Be'ah Daf Beis Amud Aleph on the top brings down a very sad disagreement machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel whether there's an Isser Haitzah on Yom Tov or not. Beis Shammai hold there is an Isser Haitzah on Yom Tov, and Beis Hillel hold there's no Isser Haitzah on Yom Tov, at least if there's some type of tzarech, because we say mitaych. So based upon this, Achanim asks like Gevaldik Akasha. We know that the reason why you don't blow Shofar on Shabbos is because of the Gzerah, the Rabbah, Shammai Avena Da'aramas B'shus HaRabim. So therefore, the mevatel the mitzvah of shofar because it might carry it b'shus harabim. So, fact that Taz in Archaim Tafkuf Peches Sifkan Hey, he asks, why do Chazal need to come on to this new gzer the rabba shemiyavi renu? Why don't they say very pashut? The reason why I don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, on Shabbos on Rosh Hashanah is because of shemi asak and klei shir. We know you're not going to blow musical instruments on Shabbos or Yom Tov because maybe you're going to be misakin it. So just say for that reason, you can't blow shofar. Why do you have to come on to this new Gezerah of Shema Yavirenu? And the Taz answers like this. He says, we can't say that the reason why you can't blow Shofar is because of Shema Yisak and Klei Shir, because that Gezerah applies equally to Yom Tov, like Shabbos. So if that's the reason why you wouldn't blow on Shabbos, then you shouldn't blow on Yom Tov either, because of Shema Yisak and Klei Shir. And you can't tell me that Enechin Amid Chazal were Oiker Mitzvahs Shofar from Yom Tov as well, from regular Rosh Hashanah, because the Taz is Mechana Shechidosh over here, that Chazal do not have the Kayach to be Iker, to ask you something if the Torah is Matar Beferish, if the Torah says you blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Chazal don't have a kayach to go against that and be Iker. So therefore they couldn't go with the Gzer V'Shem Yisak and Klei Shir, but Karchach, that the Gzer does not apply here at all. Mashenkin the Gzer V'Shem Yavirenu, Shem Yavirenu is only a problem on Shabbos, was the Isra Yitzah, but on Yom Tov, there's no Isra Yitzah, it would not apply, and therefore we could say that the Gzer only applies to Shabbos and not to Yom Tov. Now, Agav, this Taz is known as the Taz HaYadua. This is a famous Chiddush from the Taz that he repeats three times in Shulchan Aruch, once over here in Arachayim, once in Yerden, once in Chesh HaMishpat. But this is said that anything the Torah is Matar Beferish, Chachamim don't have the Kayach to go against it. Even Lachomer, they can't be Machmer and say it's Aser if the Torah says Beferish that it's Mutter. And this Taz is a lot of Kashas and Aris on it, Rias to it, and there's a whole Sefer written on this Taz by Reb David Kohn Shlita, the Baal Gvul Yavitz. The name of the Sefer is Taz HaYadua, and it's full of pages and pages of ha'aris and kashas and rayas and qualifications to this Taz, when it applies and when it doesn't apply. But al-Kopanim, that's the side of the Taz, that he's saying that they couldn't ask it because of Shem Yisak and Klei Shir, because then it would apply to Yom Tov as well, and we can't be mevatel mitzvah shofar from Yom Tov, so ba'karchach that gzer doesn't apply. So they said Shem Yavirenu. Shem Yavirenu only applies to Shabbos, where Haitzah is aser, not to Yom Tov, where Haitzah is mutter. And that's why Chazal were able to use that gzera. So, in fact, the Achrenim, the Primagadim, and others, they ask, so now it's a Pella. That's good according to Beis Hillel, who hold that Haitzah is Mutar and Yom Tov. According to Beis Shammai, we found in the Mishnah over here, they hold that Haitzah is Asar and Yom Tov. So, according to them, it's hard to look Leduchta, the Kash of the Taz. So, how can Chazal say, you don't blow Shofar on Shabbos because of Shema Yavirenu? In Kain, you shouldn't blow on Yom Tov either, Shema Yavirenu. It's equally a Chashash of Shema Yavirenu on Yom Tov like Shabbos, and both of them Haitzah is Asar. And if you go with that gzera, then it should be Iker Shofar Lagamer, even from Yom Tov. And you can't say that we only apply the gzera to Shabbos, not Yom Tov. There's no reason to be mechalik, like the Taz says. So Lefi B'Shamah, it's very shver. L'chor, you shouldn't blow Shofar on Yom Tov either because of this gzera Shem Yavirenu, or that should tell us that this whole gzera Shem Yavirenu doesn't apply to Shofar. But how could it be mechalik between Shabbos and Yom Tov if, according to them, there's an Isser Haitzah on Yom Tov as well? That's the Ha'ara on the Taz. Kasha many Acharonim ask. So I saw a very nice text from the Marcheshes. The Marcheshes and Chelik Aleph Samin Beis says the following Mahalach. Some other Achanim say similar things, but the Prima God himself is Miramis to it. The Marcheshes says like this. He says that this that we hold, that Haitzah is Aser on Yom Tov, even though it doesn't say Beferish on Yom Tov, but we learn the Halachas of Yom Tov, the Malachas of Yom Tov from Shabbos, except for those things that are Mutter, Mishum Achel Nefesh, Vechule. We learn out the Malachas from Shabbos to Yom Tov, and therefore Haitzah we bring over from Shabbos to Yom Tov as well. But he wants to say that's only Haitzah. But Havara, Mavad Aramis Mishus Arabim is different, because the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Tzadi Zayin tries to find the Makar for Yisr Mavad Aramis Mishus Arabim. And the Gemara comes out that Hilchas HaGemiri Lats Allah HaMashim Yisinai, that is Yisr Mavad Aramis on Shabbos. Nothing to do with the regular Melachis and Lamatas Melachis, is the special Allah HaMashim Yisinai, that there's an Yisr to be Mavad Aramis Mishus Arabim. So it's like the Marcheshes, if it's a Allah HaMashim Yisinai, Dafka by Shabbos, we don't have a right to bring it over to Yom Tov. It was only said by Shabbos, not by Yom Tov, and he can't use regular Limudim to bring over Halachas HaMashim Yisinai, and therefore that would remain only by Shabbos and not by Yom Tov. And the Taka is no Isser Mavad Aramas Vishus Aravim on Yom Tov. There's an Isser Haitzah, but not an Isser Havara. That's what he wants to be mechadish. And based upon that, he says, therefore, Rabbi is very meduyak when he says the chashash is by shefer, shemi yavi renu dat amas v'shus rabbi. He doesn't say shemi yetzi enu, like the Rishonim ask. Why is he not worried about hartzah? He's only worried about havara. And so Taisus says later on in Be'ataki that hartzah, we're not worried about. People are not going to get confused from v'shus yachid to v'shus rabbi. We're only worried about mavar dat amas v'shus rabbi. So meizatam shiyah, once Rabbi only asked it because of Mavir da'al amas, so Mavir da'al amas only applies to Shabbos, not to Yom Tov, because there is no Isser Mavir and Yom Tov according to this Svara of the Marcheshes based on Halacha Moshe Mesinai, and therefore that would answer the Kashan B'Shamay. And Echinami B'Shamay hold that Haitzah is Isser and Yom Tov, just like Shabbos, and they argue in B'Selah, they don't hold Mitaych, but Mavir da'al amas B'Shus Rabbim would be Mutter, and therefore there is no reason to be guys of Exer the Rabbah and Yom Tov only on Shabbos, and therefore the Svar of the Taz would apply Lefi B'Shami as well. That's why they just said Shem B'Avirenu and not Shem Yisak and Klei Shir, because there is no Chashash of Shem Yavirenu on Yom Tov according to B'Shami. Paul de Kechidish, but that's what the Machashas wants to say. I just want to end off with the Ha'ara that the Balmar in Shabbos is not so much like this. The Balmar in Shabbos in Daf Tzadi Zayin says, what's the Svar of why did the Torah ask him Mavir Dal Amos B'Shus Rabim? It's because every person has a Dalet Amos. A person has his Dalet Amos, his personal Dalet Amos around them. They're kind of lo b'chol makom. It's like his chatzah, it's like his rishus. And when you walk Dalet Amos, b'shus harabim, it's like you're leaving your personal rishus hayachid, your Dalet Amos, and you're walking in to rishus harabim. That's how he understands Isser Mavir Dalet Amos, b'shus harabim. So it comes out, that every Mavir Dalet Amos, b'shus harabim, is really a mitzvah, it's really haitzah. Havara is a form of Haitzah. So if you tell me that Haitzah does apply to Yom Tov, then Lechayra and Mavir Dal Amos should apply as well, because every Mavir is a Maitzi, being Maitzi from your Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabim. So it'd be hard to be Mechalik and say that it would not apply to Yom Tov. But the sum of the Pshat is that the Balmar is not saying a Svar Ba'etzim, this is not the Iker Tam, because then you wouldn't need a Lachamish Misina. He's just sort of giving a Hagdara. He's saying, what's the Pshat after the Torah's Mechalishit? What would be the Lundis? Why did the Torah Aser Mavir Dal Amos v'Shus Rabim? So he's saying it's a gedar ke'ein hoitzah. It's like hoitzah. There's a similarity to hoitzah because in a certain sense you're being Mavir Dal Amos, but it's not an actual hoitzah, and therefore there would be a makom to say that this chiddush of Mavir Dal Amos only applies to Shabbos and not to Yom Tov, like the Marcheshes wanted to say.